Dear Cheap Astronomy, if we want a lunar orbiting space station, couldn't we just send the ISS there? Well, we could, but whether it would work is a whole different question. There is a fundamental principle that things are built for purpose. Of course, you can repurpose things, but that's only worthwhile if it makes practical and economic sense. The ISS, the International Space Station, was built for the purpose of orbiting Earth as a science laboratory. A lunar space station is more likely to work as a depot for lunar missions and potentially other space missions. It may still be a science laboratory, but that probably wouldn't be its primary purpose. A lot of the science on the ISS involves Earth observations. On Earth, you have weather and oceans and geothermal activity. And we've got complex ecosystems, not to mention a global civilization. So, while the Moon is jolly interesting, which we keep discovering from our orbiting robotic spacecraft, even with a crewed station in orbit, we might not need to observe it with such intensity, nor in as many different ways, as we currently observe the Earth. It's also the case that a lunar orbiting space station will be well outside the Earth's magnetosphere, so it will need additional shielding to protect both the crew and its electronic systems from a level of cosmic ray bombardment that the ISS doesn't have to deal with. Furthermore, the ISS communication systems are only designed to handle two-way communication from low Earth orbit, which is essentially a distance of 400 kilometres rather than the 384,000 kilometres distance between the Earth and the Moon. And the ISS life support systems are based on receiving regular resupply. While a lunar station would also receive regular resupplies, the added distance, travel time and cost means those resupplies might not be as regular or reliable. So to manage that risk, you'd want a lunar station to have a lot more storage and more redundant systems, which means you have a lot more infrastructure that serves a smaller crew. And of course, if you're going to fly the ISS to the Moon, you lose an Earth orbiting space station. There is talk of retiring the ISS in 2030, at least the US side of it, but that's mostly because it's just getting old and needs to be replaced. Given we've already said that a lunar space station is a riskier proposition, being exposed to higher intensity cosmic rays, and it's 3 days away for resupply or rescue, why add to that risk by using aging infrastructure that was never meant to operate in that environment anyway? And of course, getting the ISS to the Moon is not all that straightforward. There are currently thrusters on board capable of gently raising its orbit by tens of kilometres. If you want to get the ISS to the Moon in a matter of days, you would need to apply a much greater amount of thrust, and applying thrust from one point puts stress on the entire structure if it is to move as one unit. It might work better if you distribute that thrust across the whole structure using multiple strapped-on engines. This might also assist in manoeuvring, remembering the Moon is only tilted 5 degrees from an Earth equatorial orbit, while the ISS is tilted 56 degrees. So you not only have to get it to the Moon, but also manage a complex orbital insertion manoeuvre once you're there. In any case, it would probably be best to use only gentle thrusts, meaning the trip would likely take months rather than days. And while maybe all this is technically feasible, there'd be a lot of testing required, using engines that may not be available off the shelf, and to keep those engines fueled, you need to either carry the fuel with you, which means more mass and structural stress, or you need resupply craft to keep the ISS fueled up throughout its journey. The alternative to all that is to build on existing, or at least planned, lunar mission platforms. So a heavy lifting rocket like the SLS or the Falcon Heavy could launch brand new modular components of a lunar station, getting them to lunar orbit in a matter of days, where they could be subsequently put together by a crew that has flown there with them. While we couldn't do this tomorrow, there are at least existing funded programs that have those specific objectives. You couldn't fly the ISS to the moon tomorrow either, and such a high-risk strategy would divert attention and resources away from what is currently the main game plan in getting back to the moon. While the whole Artemis lunar program does still mostly look like a mission on paper, it is at least that much.